Hi, this is Kim from Global Marine Networks, and I'm talking with Magnus Murphy, who's a longtime blue water cruiser who used the Iridium Open Port, now called the Iridium Pilot, as he was taking two trips in blue waters. And he's here to talk to us about the Open Port. Magnus, thank you so much for talking with us. Let's just start out and you tell us just a little bit about your experience with the Open Port, now called the Iridium Pilot.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me. Well, I mean, I can honestly say that the Open Port made our trips possible. My wife and I have two teenage daughters, and I have a professional career. And without good connectivity, we would not have been able to do any of what it is that we did. And basically, what we did is we circumnavigated the Caribbean from Newport, Rhode Island, down to Florida, across the Bahamas, and across the entire thorny path to Grenada, up and down the East Caribbean a few times, and then eventually west through the Venezuelan off islands, the ABC Islands, Colombia, large part of the Caribbean, Panama, through the canal, and Gulf of Panama, and then up to the western Costa Rica. So our kids actually finished grade 12 and grade 10 respectively during the second trip, the westbound trip. And I wrote a book, an academic book, which was a official sabbatical from my academic department. And I would not have been able to, first of all, argue for a sabbatical, nor be granted it, or actually get the work done without this type of connectivity. Even though people might think that, you know, Wi-Fi connectivity is freely available, it isn't. First of all, it's less and less often that you can actually find free Wi-Fi. So you usually have to pay, and be that as it may, in many places you can't actually get close enough to the towers because all the boats these days want to get Wi-Fi, so everybody's crowding into one corner where there's a good signal. And if you're not first there or, you know, stay for a very long time, you're often at the back. So it's not as simple as it might seem. So we had both things. We had a good Wi-Fi booster for those times when we could get Wi-Fi. And then we had the satellite for those many times where there was simply no Wi-Fi, but also those times where we couldn't depend on it. So basically my daughters did homeschooling or boat schooling through a distance education program. They had assigned teachers for each subject, and they downloaded and uploaded work as needed. And I was in daily contact with my co-author in London, England, and my publisher in New York. And we, all three of us, were successful with our endeavors. My oldest daughter is now a second year in university. My other daughter is now just finishing grade 12. And my book got published.
Wow.
So overall, I can say it is... It was to a large degree because of the availability of this technology that we could do this.
Thank you very much, and congratulations to all three of you for achieving those goals. It sounds like your usage was very data intensive when you were using this type of communication. Did you also use compression software when you were communicating?
Yes, we used XWeb and XGate for email and for the respective uses of that. And that obviously made a huge difference. The data usage, one would be actually surprised how much you can get done with compression. And also if you just smart about it, if you don't download certain types of files or if you preferentially convert it to certain types, and the file data usage for most of the things that we needed is actually smaller than what would one would think. So it was not really a problem.
And how did you use the web browsing?
I used the web browsing, so preferentially, to be honest, when there was kind of a more of an aimless browsing, like, you know, one often does, then I would wait till I have a Wi-Fi connection, or if I needed to do research type things where I didn't really know where I'm going or how many pages I'll need to open or how long it will take me. And the same with the children. When there were things that we had to get done, or my co-author said, I've got to read this or got to look at that, Then you know, we used the XWeb and simply opened the respective pages. You know, we try to limit that, of course, because you can, as we all know, you can get lost on the web and not really keep track of what you're doing.
Did you ever use it for emergencies or for banking or for other types of important communication other than what you've already mentioned?
Yeah, I certainly looked at my brokerage account a few times. I certainly did almost all the weather downloads with the open port, simply because I didn't want to worry, you know, whether there's going to be connection or not. And often I didn't have it when I wanted to weather. And also because it was set up on a schedule, and I had set up through the various programs that I used which exact weather reports I wanted. So with the open port, it's simply just pushing a button. You just push one button and it requests it, downloads it, it's there, and it's done. There's no hassle, there's no difficulty with it. So
very nice. What about your airtime plan? What kind of plan did you use when you were using this?
So we used a plan that gave us, I believe it was 10 megabytes of included data, and then voice, I can't remember the number of voice minutes, but after the 10 megabytes were used up, then the overage usage was not that expensive. In fact, it's a little more than roaming cellular charges, but I thought it was for what you actually get and the safety factor and, you know, the fact that we could do what we did only because of that, I thought it was quite reasonable. And, you know, obviously we try to minimize unnecessary usage, but we went over not even every month. So quite often we managed to stay within the 10 megabytes by simply using Word document files, which are usually in the 200 kilobyte or so, which is actually not that big.
So thank you for that. If you were talking to a cruiser who was considering using a handheld satellite versus an open port, what kind of advice might you give them?
Well, I have given this advice to quite a few of my colleagues and friends. And the fact is you pay a little bit more upfront, but then forever after, you have the ability to do many things that you otherwise will never be able to do. And that include checking up on your banking, checking up on your brokerage accounts from anywhere. And nowadays, that's certainly even more important than when we were on our trip. The weather reports, the safety and security of it, the fact that you won't drop any calls. It doesn't take you, you know, an hour to download something. While you're in the middle of it, you might have to do something else. It's literally seconds. And the fact that it doesn't have to be expensive, depending obviously on how you use it. But when you've bought the system once, then you have these abilities that just adds a whole dimension to your connectivity.
Well, thank you for that. How was your installation? How difficult was it to install this?
Oh, it was very, very easy. The antenna or the radio is basically the same as a radar radio, but it's very light. So we actually put it on the same pole as our radar radio, which some electricians would say or electronic people would say that's not the smartest thing. But I made sure the telephone was off if I activated the radar. But because it's light, it's simple to install. We just had a kind of a side bracket to the pole with one single support strut. And the cable is the size of an Ethernet cable, so that's pretty easy to pull through.
Thank you. That was a very helpful description of installation. People always wonder about that and how difficult it's going to be. So one last question. How did you use the open port, now called the Pilot? Did you use that for voice calls? And if so, how did it impact you?
We did use it quite frequently, actually. And it so happened that during our trip, we had a family emergency. And it was at a stage where we were away from any other ability to connect. And the system put us in touch with our family in South Africa. And we had to phone them on more than a daily basis for about 2 weeks to be able to support our family and to find the news. And it was really reassuring to know that we are not cut off completely. And you know, we would not have even known about the emergency until it was way too late if we didn't have a satellite phone So, I mean, obviously a handheld phone could have probably done the same thing, but it's just another ability of the open port also.
Well, Magnus, thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that. Is there anything else that you would like to say? Because you have been there, and there are many people that want to know about your impressions. You've seen many kinds of equipment when you're out there, I'm sure. Do you have any closing words?
No, I mean, I think I'm kind of surprised that I haven't seen more people with the open port. I mean, to me, it's just such an obvious thing. If you have any kind of job or profession, or you have children that need to stay in touch, and with today's world where, you know, our normal lives are so increasingly connected, I mean, one of the beauties of cruising is getting away from it all, but that does mean different things to different people, and, you know, as society change, our definition of getting away also changes, and I think it is important that you be able to keep tabs on what's going on, not only in the world, but also in your own personal life, and especially, as I mentioned earlier on, with the current state of the world's economy, it's, you know, many people need to be in touch with their brokers, with their banks, with their online brokerages, and this is a way to do that. So it not only might make trips possible for people, but also take a lot of the anxiety away that people have when they feel cut off, and, you know, or more specifically, if they are cut off. This allows you to not be cut off, but just as much as you want to be separated from the electronic world. But when you want to plug in, you can, and you can do it as often or as little as you want, but you have that possibility. But the point is that I'm so grateful for Louis that he recommended it to me, because, I mean, I asked him a long time ago. I emailed him and said, you know, what should I get? And we talked about the Inmarsat, and we talked about this, and I asked his advice about this versus the WinLink system many times, and so, you know, I really trusted his expertise, and I feel like he's really helped me, and everything I said here, what we managed to do, was because of the advice he gave me. So I'm grateful for Louis' advice, and therefore I'm very glad that I could give a little bit back. So.
Oh, that is really, really very special. Well, Magnus, thank you once again very much for sharing your expertise with us. This is Kim from Global Marine Networks signing off.